So, hi everyone.
Cheers, guys.
This is Loud and Anxious, your favorite metal podcast, or probably the podcast that will become your favorite. My name is Serena, and I'm one of the hosts. I'm Italian, and I currently live in the Netherlands from 2016. I'm a metal fan, and I decided to start this podcast with a dear friend of mine and also the co-host that is...
Hey, I'm Murat. I will be the co-host of this podcast. I'm Turkish. I live also in the Netherlands for more than 2 years now. I'm a metal enthusiast like Serena. So, we decided to make this podcast, but it was your idea, Serena, to make this podcast. And why are we doing that now?
Well, I remember I started to discuss about my passion, the fact that I'm a metal fan with a friend some time ago, that she doesn't listen to metal at all. And she made me this question like, I see that you have so many stories to tell and you're so passionate. So why you are not saying in a YouTube channel or in a podcast? And since she told me, I started to think about it. And at the end, I thought it was a really good idea, but I didn't want to do it alone. I want to have someone to have like a discussion, a flow of topics to just present to the community. So I ask you, Murat, to join me. But I don't think that you ever told me why you wanted to join this podcast.
Yeah, well, since we met, I think like 80% of the time that we talk about music and mainly metal music. We really like to discover new stuff to listen. So you have your own favorite bands or own style to discover music. I have my own. So we share music, we share knowledge, we share history, memory that we had in the past. And to me, it's very interesting to always discuss with you about music, share knowledge and listen to the bands that you tell me. I'm also very excited about making the researches and to discuss with you about the topics that we were going to discuss in the future episodes. So that's why I am here.
Yeah, so we cannot promise that it will be a success, but keep on going to listen and at the end you can judge by ourselves.
We will share you lots of nice music, lots of opinion about great bands or the bands that we think that they are great. Unfortunately, we can share those music or we can play music in the podcast due to copyright reasons. But what we will do, we have a YouTube channel, and for each episode, we will create a playlist and upload it into our YouTube channel that you can find the link down below.
Yeah, and as well, you can make some comments. So if you want to share some questions or feedbacks, please do so.
Yeah, please share those so that we will have a discussion also with you. And also we can discuss the topic that you share between us.
Yeah, exactly. So also if you have like ideas how to improve our playlist, or you have like, I heard this song, this band is really cool, you should listen to it, maybe in the next episode, in the next playlist, it will be there also. But so are we going to go into the like interesting stuff now? Or
First, maybe we should tell everybody why we picked up the name of Loud and Anxious.
Yeah, true. Well, I think that episode after episode, you guys will recognize it, but these two words are actually describing us. I'm the loud part.
That leaves me with the anxious part of the title now.
So I hope that the level of the volumes of the voices are kind of balanced right now, because otherwise you will hear me screaming all the time.
Yeah, and my shakiness will I think fade away with time, I hope.
Yeah, well, at least they cannot see you, so yeah, cannot really judge it.
At least for the last 32 years, it was here. So let's see if this helps.
Okay. So we are ready now to talk about something interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we want to talk about?
Okay, well, we will start with the biggest topic, I think, in all Europe,
right now.
In world, I would say. So, COVID-19 is here in the Netherlands. It's quite serious, I guess. We are stuck at home for 3 weeks, maybe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, stuck at home, maybe it's a bit over dramatic. We can go out, etc. But we work from home. We try not to socialize. We try not to see too many people. Many concerts, many festivals are already postponed or cancelled.
Yeah, maybe it's a disaster. Yeah.
Well, for me, prognosis. Well, both of us, we are in Eindhoven, so prognosis was the festival that we were looking forward for the whole year, as it's a prog festival in our town. It got postponed to September, October, something like this.
I think September, yes.
Yeah, then I think Roadburn is, I'm not sure if it's postponed or cancelled totally.
Yeah, it's postponed for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's, I see some emails coming and basically they want to reconfirm the lineup of 2020. They also maintain the tickets. Well, you have different choices. So either you keep your ticket for 2021 or you can have a refund if you go to the 013 website. For who is not from Eindhoven or the Netherlands, 013 is like a venue close to Eindhoven, which the festival would be. And also you have like other options. I also had the plan to go to Denmark for a festival. It was actually the first edition. It's called Print Festival, and because of this it basically failed, if I understood correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very it's kind of tragic here, because if you are like a big festival like Roadburn, for example, maybe you can just cope with it, but there's like a lot of realities that they're so small and so underground that after this situation we never had the energy to rise again, which is pretty sad.
I can hear that the festivals organized by the big companies, which has okayish economy. I cannot say that the economy in metal scene is the best right now, but the small ones are already getting either bankrupt or will never recover again, I guess.
Yeah, and then there's the question. I mean, there's still like a fan base, and this fan base wants to go to concerts and festivals. So which would be the next step? Like there would be like new festival rising, or I don't know, they somehow come back the old one, or to be honest, I don't see like a very bright future for us, because as a metal community, I think at least in Europe, we are not so many, and I see when I go to festival and concert, every time there are less and less people, which is make me sad, because I do think that there's a lot of person that listen to metal music, but actually they are not going out, they are not really support the scene, and eventually the scene will collapse, because they need money to do their own things.
I have a question here based on your experience. Why would you think that this there are less and less people going to the concerts or buying albums or merchandise, which makes all festivals and bands having a hard time?
Well, for concerts and festival, I can see it. I see maybe I'm a little bit biased, because of course seeing concerts in different countries with different metal scene doesn't give really a comparison. But I see that even big bands are not making like, not big bands like Metallica, of course, but for me, big bands are like, I don't know, let's say
Lacuna Coil,
for example, or Catatonia. Mm-hmm. They're not doing like big numbers, so they're not filling the complete venue, for example.
Yeah, for me, for example, when you gave the example of Catatonia, the drummer of Catatonia 2 or 3 years ago left the band to have a full-time job because he couldn't support the family with the music, with the money that comes from music. And to me, he's an excellent drummer. And it's a shame.
Yeah, you hear it from time to time. Me personally, I don't think that it's possible to live only with your own music if you're a metal musician. Like if you only play metal, of course.
And also if you are not like a A-level band.
And I mean, you can kind of support your passion, because at the end, I think it will be like a passion. Otherwise, I don't know. Maybe there's musicians that they will listen to us and can tell us how it actually is.
Yeah, you can put on the comment section, or you can just reach us and tell us what's actually going on inside the kitchen, let's say.
Yeah, it's interesting to know also their point of view. We used to be musicians, but we were never be pro. So we are just talking about what we see. But also there was like the huge crisis of that Spotify brought, for example. No one is buying albums anymore.
That's true. And I think the prices that this Spotify pays to the artists are...
It's really
ridiculous.
Yeah, I heard once that the biggest Spotify artist is in the world is Beyonce, and she earns from the music in Spotify. So she has the maximum download, or I don't know, listen
stream, let's
streams
say.
Exactly. And she makes only 30k per year.
It's nothing.
It's nothing for her.
Yeah, it's nothing for anyone.
Yeah, exactly. 30K. So I think that now, if you want to earn something as a musician in the metal music, you need to go live. You need to tour a lot, and maybe there's this niche of vinyls that I see that is quite growing, let's say, in this last period.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's very interesting. I won't say that I have a ear to spot the difference between MP3 and the vinyl, but maybe in the future I can consider to start buying them. My father had a huge vinyl collection, but from his young times.
Yeah.
So, well, I have a spot in my heart for that. So maybe in the future I can do that. But I can say that it's a very small area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small volume, let's say.
Yeah, I agree. So I don't really know what will happen after coronavirus. But right now that we are stuck in our houses, we are listening to a lot of music, right?
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm working from home, and listening to music is what makes me more easy to concentrate. So I'm now like 10, 12 hours per day, I'm listening to music.
And what do you listen now? Do you have five favorite bands or albums that you listen quite often?
I won't say favorite, but I just can't think of five bands that come up to my mind that I generally open as a background music. Or I won't say it's a background music, but I like to listen. Well, the first ones that came to my mind are maybe Catatonia, I can say. Maybe we also talk about it. That's why it has in my mind. Riverside. Cult of Luna, which helps a lot to give me the tempo of working, to be honest.
Oh, really? They're super slow, actually, sometimes.
For me, it is very strong. So it gives me, it's powerful, yeah. And I saw them last year live, and it was one of the most strong experience I ever had in a concert. It was like mesmerizing to watch them live.
I also like a lot.
What I can think of is next, Opeth. I like to listen to whole discography, to be honest. This band is amazing for me.
But before they switched to this 70s sound, right?
I think the last album is also nice. So this older prog sound is a nice thing to listen. It's not the Opeth that we are used to. But I don't discriminate Opeth albums one from each other, to be honest.
No, well, actually, I was wondering the old Opeth fans what they thought when they saw that Opeth will start to do something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's always a point of discussion. If they keep doing the same thing, people will blame them because they are doing the same thing. Look at Iron Maiden.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says that, okay, they've been doing the same thing for the last 30 years and no innovation. When you make something different, when you innovate in your music, then they say, oh, it's totally different and we don't like it anymore. So it's like, what can you do?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. There's always someone that complains.
Yeah. To me, when I listen to the albums or to the songs, I don't like to categorize them. So if it's good, if I enjoy it, I enjoy it. So the last album may not be the same as Blackwater Park, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But as its own sound, I think it's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the last bands that I listen, I would say, I think it made four now. I would say Pineapple Thief. To me, it's a very soothing sound. It's like a prog rock band. I really like them. And finally, as a maybe taste breaker, I would say the Blonde Redhead.
Yeah, I don't know both of these bands, to be honest.
Pineapple Thief is maybe, I suggest our listeners and also you to take a look if you like prog music. Very talented artists. I think it has an amazing sound. And Blonde Redhead, maybe people would know it because one of their songs, for Damaged Coda, I think it's very popular due to Rick and Morty. You can hear in several episodes of Rick and Morty, but mm-hmm. I think it's a really nice indie band, and I would actually, this band is composed from Japanese girls and two Italian.
Oh, really?
Twins.
Wow, okay.
Interesting band, so I would suggest you to take a look.
Okay, I will do it.
So can you tell us five bands or five albums that you are listening?
Yes. I'm listening a lot of music, also different type of other styles. Like I really like to shift to, classic music or psy trance or whatever. But let's say if I want to stay more into the metal part, let's say, I would say, Voyager and Artificial Language as a prog metal. I don't know how to call it, progressive metal, gent, or it's not gent.
I think gent is a very specific subgenre of progressive metal.
Okay. Well, one thing that I like about these two bands is that they're really epic. Like they have these super epic songs.
To me, after you proposed me the Artificial Language, you told me it felt, that band felt so happy, which is not very regular for metal music.
Okay. Yeah, I think that I shift a lot. I mean, I used to listen much more Death and Black when I was in my 20s. And now I am searching something different, like the more experimental music to listen. So I also really like La Cult of Luna, as I said. In this period, I don't know. I'm really focused on progressive and... I just check in Spotify which kind of bands I can listen, and some are nice, some are less nice.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like you always search something new, you always need something new. But okay, let's say these are the bands that I listen the most. Then I start to listen again to old albums from the 2000s made by Lacuna Coil, this Italian goth band or something.
For me, it has a special place in my heart.
Yeah,
both Lacuna Coil and Christina.
Well, the reason I started to listen to Lacuna Coil is because I used to be a singer and I like to study the voice of other female singers. And I like her voice. Actually, I grew up listening to her. So I don't like the songs anymore, but I still like a lot her voice. And I try to understand how she sings, so maybe I can use some of the techniques that she's using.
I see. Well, to me, Lacuna Coil is always one.
I do believe that, especially for the last production, that they're really high quality.
Yeah.
So also how they compose the music and so on. Of course, you need to like this type of music.
Yes, I like it. But still, I also had some songs from the earliest albums still in all my playlists. I like.
Yeah. Well, by the way, the voice of Christina looks really changed from when she started. It's also true that when you get older, like your voice has become a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. So you change a little bit of range. So maybe it's also, this is the reason why. Yeah.
And you improve as a musician also.
Also,
it's like a career, 25 years nearly.
Yeah.
She keeps improving.
She's technically point of view, she's very good.
Yeah.
Then I start again to listen to a band that is called Butcher Babies. So this band is quite peculiar. So me personally, I like a lot bands with female singers. But these two girls, the band is from US, from Los Angeles. And these two girls used to be, how they're called, Playboy girls?
Ah, I see. Yeah.
Playmates, yes.
Nice.
And sometimes I saw I never seen them live, but I saw some picture of them when they play, and they normally stay topless for the joy of guys. But they're really cool because they actually grow. Most of the time they grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, maybe the product itself, like the albums that they made, is not like the best. I think it's kind of deathcore,
mm-hmm.
but it's quite interesting. Like two girls, especially if you look at the video clips, you see these two girls like growling and in this deathcore music
and topless.
I don't know if they're topless in the video clip, to be honest.
You had me in topless. The rest I don't remember.
Of course. But so I don't know. Back to the past period 2 days ago or something. And the last band is also non-metal, but I want to point it out because I listen to them a lot. So if there are like Italian listeners here, they will recognize the name. They're called Mattia Bazar. It's band from, they still exist, but I think that they got really famous during the 80s or the 90s. And also there, I like to listen to them because the singer is really talented and mm-hmm. she also studied a lot. So also there, I'm trying to improve my way of singing, listening to her.
Okay.
But that's all from my side. I think that also for the rest, as I said, I listen other stuff, but I cannot say really like album or a band, to be honest, that I'm like obsessed or whatever. It was different when I was younger, to be honest.
You could listen to an album from start to end and then repeat for days, right?
I remember there was, when I was really young, you know, Hybrid Theory from Linkin Park,
mm-hmm.
I listened to this every day for 1 year.
Yeah, well, there are some albums that I can do that, but not in old releases anymore.
Mm.
So, for example, I still I can listen the Wall from Pink Floyd in one breath.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I don't even understand how the time goes.
Yeah.
But some new releases, I find myself skipping half of the songs to see if I can find something interesting, and if I cannot, maybe I take one or two songs to my playlists. Maybe I just skip it altogether.
Yeah, I think also because now music became so democratic that you can have everything on internet and so on, and you don't even know how to find the best music to listen to.
Yeah, I agree.
But okay, we're already like a little bit behind schedule.
Yeah.
So, we can change topic, I think.
Yeah, well, let's make a short closure to our episode. As it is our first episode and people mainly don't know us at all, maybe we ask each other a few questions which will help people to know us a bit more.
Yeah, so should I start or...?
Yeah, you can start.
Okay, so I will pick up one question that we wrote before. Why you don't tell me which is the ugliest dressing band?
the ugly. Oh,
but
the
dressing,
obvious.
You mean that they dress ugly?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Well, to me, I won't pick anything from those concept bands. They do a concept. Some of them are doesn't make any sense to me. But okay, it's a concept, so I won't really judge them. But to me, Avenged Sevenfold maybe can be one of the most that are dressing quite ugly. I when I see them, it seems to me like a rap band.
Ah, yeah, I understand. What I don't like about bands, I don't really care about the style that they have, but you know, there's these bands that they're just coming with like normal clothes, like they don't, it looks like they don't even care that they're playing on stage, you know?
Yeah, but it depends. For example, the Aristocrats are just like you said, so they came with Converse and like jeans, but the music that they do is just, you don't care about how they look.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I like more to have the complete package, you know. But maybe because I'm a girl, I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, for me, the first band that I came to my mind was Avenged Sevenfold. Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. Do you want to also add something, or do you have anything in your head, or shall we just skip to the next question?
Yeah, let's talk about the next question.
Okay. So for me, I really wonder, because that you didn't give me the answer before the episode, which is the most sexiest instrument to you?
Let's say musician, not the instrument itself.
Yeah, because for me, for example, I will give you the example. Not because I'm a drummer, but I think the drummers are the hottest guys in the bands.
As a girl, to be honest, I had this discussion with other female friends in the past. I would pick up for sure or bassist or drummers. Singers are too arrogant. They're quite egocentric, let's say. And as well as guitarists. But it depends. There are like, how can I say, categories. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It depends on the genre that they play. If they sing, also it change. But I would pick up or a bassist or a drummer.
Okay. For me, I can understand drummer, as I told you, but bassist is very interesting choice, to be honest.
Normally, the bassist, you know, is like a quite humble guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really like these kind of people. And I also need someone that is humble, because as a singer, I'm the egocentric person.
Okay.
So, this is my personal opinion, of course.
Well, you can also, guys, you can also write in the comments which member of a band or an orchestra that you find the most sexy.
Yeah, orchestra. The comments.
Yeah, why not? Maybe violinist.
Really?
Oboes.
No. I feel like, I mean, if you talk about violin, I always figure a girl, you know.
You should see David Garrett.
Yeah, I know. It's not like this, but this is just my...
Yeah, okay.
Bias, let's say, mental bias. Yeah, but what about keyboardist?
It depends. Some of them are very hot, I would say.
I don't know, but they look like gay to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
But even the guy from Children of Bodom, I mean, I hope that he will not offend. he will not feel offended. But I don't know. I cannot see it differently.
For me, well, I just recently saw Dream Theater, and Jordan Reed is there. I think is the, yeah. Is
Does
the,
he have muscle?
No. He doesn't have, but...
Beard?
Beard. Yeah, that,
yeah, you
maybe,
see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm just like saying stupid stuff. Of course. So, guys, I think that we're about to close right now. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening until the end.
Yeah, we're actually, if you're listening right now, we're quite proud, because this show commitments. And maybe we can say a little bit about what we're going to do next time.
Yeah, in the next episode, we will mainly focus on the new releases from Igor and Katatonia. And well, of course, this corona situation is still ongoing, and maybe we will have some topics related to that also.
Yeah. So let's see. If you are curious, just check for our updates. And see you at the next episode.
See you guys.
Bye.